Chapter 3. What to Watch For. The next day, Howie sat down opposite a rabbit named Libby. Every time Libby made the slightest movement, he wrote it down. She rubbed her chin. She picked at her hay. Then he moved on to Mr. President. Whoever had been grooming Mr. President had missed a spot. As he moved from rabbit to rabbit, Howie tried to remember their names. Velvet and Black, the bunnies, were especially hard to tell apart. But Howie noticed that Velvet's eyes were bigger. Around 6 o'clock, Ms. Alfonso came by. Howie could feel her watching him closely, just like he had been watching the rabbits. "Tomorrow," she said, "I want you to do the same thing." Howie smiled. It was peaceful watching the rabbits. A couple of days later, Howie watched Guthrie for a long time, wondering how it felt to have a bandage on his paw. Libby, he noticed, was acting strangely. She looked at Howie with mournful eyes, and Howie wondered what was wrong. It had been 2 days since Howie had spoken to the other kids, but today Kevin Acosta sauntered over. "What's the matter?" Kevin asked, taunting. "Are you afraid of rabbits now? Afraid they'll bite you?" Howie turned to look at Kevin. "No, Kevin," said Howie. "I'm studying them." "Okay, Mr. Professor, do you speak rabbit yet?"